This is gonna be good.
Uh-oh, there goes another bottle rocket and two of your fingers. So much for a fun 4th of July. After all, you can't drink beer if you can't hold beer, right? Wrong. Introducing Nub Light, the only beer with a built-in straw so you can still enjoy an ice-cold brew even after you blow off your finger. Don't take our word for it. Just listen to one of our satisfied customers.
I give Nub Light two thumbs up. Make it one and a half.
No matter what goes down this 4th of July, Nub Light is a beer you can count on. Unlike your hand.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature.
Okay.
Monday morning.
What? It's Monday already?
How was your weekend?
Not nearly long enough.
Today's a big day.
What do you mean?
Today's the day we can all go back to work.
You're a weirdo.
Why is that?
I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
No. That's optimistic.
I admire your optimism.
So that means it is opposite day.
Nope, it's just Monday.
But it's also
showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa device.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show mid-mornings, Monday through Friday. And each one of those shows gets repacked into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon. And you can get that on the Alexa device by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can also find the Mike Show VA podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can get it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can get it off our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine taking you back to pretty much every episode that we've done over the past, umpteen million years. Since we've been repacking it as a podcast, we do about 240 or so podcasts each year, and we've been doing it for years, so there's a lot of content there. If you're new to the show and you want to go back into our virtual time machine and check out what we're all about, well, there's plenty of content there for you. You can also find our video simulcast on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. All right, and that works for Instagram and YouTube and the Twitter, the X, Instagram. I said Instagram and Facebook. All the places where you get your social media fix. Even MySpace. And MySpace Tom is our only friend, though. We might have more friends at this point because we've been promoting the fact that we're on MySpace, but we never go to MySpace and we never check it out. Well, that would require maybe a time machine as well. All right, coming up. Today is the Monday edition of the program, and well, we've got a frightening story out of Thailand.
Hello.
Yeah. So this guy shared a photo on Facebook after his wife swallowed a fish bone and forgot all about it until it poked out the side of her neck. Oh my God. Ah. It's just to think about it, it's just hideous.
What a delicious task that is.
No. Yeah. All right, so not only are we going to tell you about the story, but then we're going to show you the photo of this hideousness, but then we've turned it into a top list. The top great things about having a fishbone sticking out of your neck. That's all on the way. Let's see. And, you know, of course, we've got your five random facts, and we got your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got the good news for you as well. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Morgan Freeman's This Day in History. Ever been to Hawaii? I have. My favorite thing to do there is snorkel. Oh, I see all sorts of wonderful creatures, like fish and more fish. Sometimes I wish I could stay below the water forever, because it's so beautiful. And also so I can bone a mermaid. Ain't nothing finer than some mermaid trim. Okay.
Where was the history lesson? Hi there. I think something's wrong with Morgan. It's the Mike Show. So we are talking about fish bones, but not like that. A guy in cue this up. A guy in Thailand.
Hello.
Hi. Shared a photo on Facebook after his wife swallowed a fish bone and forgot all about it until it poked out the side of her neck. Ah. I mean, that's like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but it wasn't a chicken bone. It was.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe, but a fish bone. All right, so here, if you are watching us on the Facebook Live, and if you have a if you have a delicate constitution, okay, if you don't like to look at gross things, then don't watch our Facebook Live right at this moment as I share. This video, or this photo, it's sticking. See there, it's sticking out her neck, and on the right is the image of exactly how long this fish bone was. That's after the doctors removed the fish bone from her neck, poking out her neck. I am surprised that there is not more blood or something there. And luckily, it didn't hit an artery or something. It was about an inch long, as you can see, or if you're not seeing, I'll describe it. She felt it as soon as she swallowed it. Ended up going to the ER, but they couldn't see anything in the x-ray, so they sent her home. She assumed the bone had dislodged itself, since she still had a... But but she still had a sore throat and figured it was just residual pain. Then 2 weeks later, she noticed a spot on the right side of her neck that looked swollen. She thought it might be a thyroid thing, so she went back to the hospital. A second x-ray didn't show anything. They gave her pain meds and sent her home again. She went back to the ER a third time, and then they yanked the bone out. Her doctor said they'd never seen anything like it. She told reporters she's planning to avoid fish for a while, possibly forever. And that brings... Good God, get rid of that. And that brings us to our top list. Don't feel bad for her. And we'll explain why with today's list. It's our top list today. Top great things about having a fishbone sticking out of your neck. Okay. All right, here we go, number one. At Fishbone Neck is a great social media handle. You have a kick-ass conversation starter at dinner parties. Top great things about having a fishbone sticking out of your neck. The priceless look on kids' faces when you point at it and say, "Hey, I found Nemo." Top great things about having a fishbone sticking out of your neck. You always have a place to hang your keys. If you go to the doctor with neck pain, it shouldn't take them long to diagnose the cause. Especially if it's sticking out. Top great things about having a fishbone sticking out of your neck. Chris Brown will cut his hand if he tries to choke you. What? Oh, man. Top great things about having a fishbone sticking out of your neck. If anyone ever calls you pencil neck, you can say, it's actually a fishbone. And top great things about having a fishbone sticking out of your neck. If you ever form a comedy duo with Owen Wilson, you can call yourselves Bone Neck and Penis Nose.
Wow.
There you go. The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today is the Monday edition of the program. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Fishbone. No, it's brought to you by something much, much better to stick down your throat. It's a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. F1 topped the weekend's box office. If you haven't seen it, it's basically Fast and Furious, but in a circle. Oasis begins their reunion tour in Wales on Friday. It'll end with a fist fight on Saturday. 81% of Americans want age limits for politicians and age limits for Leonardo DiCaprio girlfriends. Paul Simon has been forced to cancel some shows due to back pain. Hey, you try carrying Art Garfunkel for 5 decades. And KFC was named the worst restaurant chain in the U.S. Shocking. Usually only the highest quality food comes in a bucket. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so darn happy you could join us on the Monday edition of the program. All right. So, millennial parents are behind this trend, but some say it's just not realistic anymore. It's something called 90s kid summer. Okay, and this is not new, by the way. 70s and 80s kids had the same thing. The idea is to give your kids the kind of summer you had back when everything was a lot simpler. It means things like running through sprinklers, drinking from the water hose, and riding bikes all day, all with minimal supervision. Basically, it's just get outside and don't come back till it gets dark. Or the rule in our household was, you have to check in, come home, for lunch, and most definitely come home for dinner, but then get out, go play with your friends. Now the only hard and fast rule was, besides the lunch and dinner, was when the street lights come on, you better be home. Okay, so that was the rule, and this kind of nostalgia is big. So, that's one reason it's trending. Plus, there's a general feeling that kids don't get to be kids anymore. But is a 90s kids summer actually doable in 2025? Well, experts say it might be a great idea for some families, but not others. So don't force it. It's harder to do if you live in a city or a downtown or in a not-so-safe area or if both parents work. There's also a chance your child isn't capable of having a 90s kids summer. If you force them outside, they might not know what to do when they get out there. So an expert at Michigan State explained it like this. Quote, "You can't just have this overscheduled, technology-saturated life for 9 months of the year and then switch it to this absolute freedom. We haven't prepared our children for that." She says if you force them to act like a 90s kid, they might just end up stressed out and more anxious than they already were. Interesting. All right, coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter. With your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Yep. All right, here we go. Number one. The only known animal that lays eggs and produces milk is the platypus, which means it could make its own creme brulee or an omelet. Number two, the first time snowflake was used in its current form to describe someone sensitive, fragile, and needing to be coddled was in the movie Fight Club. It had to be used, it had to have been used as a slang term before, but not in that way. Number three. Guinness officially says their beer isn't black. It's, quote, dark ruby red. Number four. Horses can't breathe through their mouth, only through their nose. And then number five. Rhode Island is the smallest state, but it technically has a longer name than you'd think. Its official name is State of Rhode Island. That's 18 letters. But the longest full state name is Commonwealth of Massachusetts with 27. The shortest name is a three-way tie between Ohio, Iowa, and Utah. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show Monday edition.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. But let's do this. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. All right. Was the Jeff Bezos wedding a little over the top? Well, this is wedding season, and now some couples are feeling like their wedding was not that special.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's Venetian wedding. Never before has an event done so much to make the rest of us feel broke as hell. Preserve that awful feeling forever with the official Bezos commemorative wedding album. The photographs are different. The message is the same. Your life sucks. The album makes the perfect addition to any home, ideally next to your own wedding album, with those pictures of your reception in a conference room at the Ramada, featuring a cash bar, and your cousin Craig as the DJ.
Hey, y'all, give it up for the wedding couple, Gunther and Savannah. I mean, Gunther and Cheyenne. Sorry, Cheyenne. Savannah was his ex-girlfriend.
And, of course, the album can be paid for in installments, since that's the only way your broke ass can afford it. The Bezos Commemorative Wedding Album. Order today. Hate your life forever.
All right, let's go to viral videos. So a Massachusetts woman was relaxing in her outdoor hot tub Wednesday night.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Stop that. When she saw a mysterious object floating in the sky but descending quickly. Yeah. Here's Colleen McCormack on what she captured on her cell phone camera.
So I pulled out my phone, zoomed in. I see something falling down from the sky. It had blinking lights. It looked like it was on fire or a big light. And my heart was pounding because I just looked up. I'm like, oh God, what is about to happen right now? It seemed like it was coming down so fast. It knows what it's doing. It just goes like that. I don't know. It's weird. I thought it was some explosive. Hopefully I'm not the only one that saw this. I'm not going crazy. I didn't see things, but I got it on video. So I did definitely see something.
All right. The FAA said they had no reports of debris in the area and couldn't comment beyond that. So, let's see. Another viral video? Okay. Austin, Texas has become quite tech-savvy, and they now have a new robot making its way around town. Videos of Jake the Rizbot are surfacing across social media. Jake walks and jogs around, wears a cowboy hat, and talks to humans. Here he is talking to a buffed out guy with the sleeves ripped off his shirt. It's recorded by a woman, so that's why you hear them laughing. Here, listen.
Hey, I'm Jake. It's nice to meet you. Yo, gee, that sleeveless plaid shirt is straight dang. And that watch on your wrist? Iced out, nephew. You got that clean drip locked down. You dig? For real. You radiate that big boss energy, my dude. Serious expression, but you looking hard.
No, period.
God. Jake has an in-training message emblazoned on his chest. He is human-controlled with a person operating a controller to program the robot tech. Yeah, stay tuned. Like, again, nobody has learned anything from the Terminator movies. Nobody. All right. Now we have just a little clip of audio on this. Paleontologists in Texas say that they've found a dinosaur that looks just like Barney, the purple dinosaur. It's called how the hell do you pronounce that? Good Lord. All right. Let's look up a pronunciation key, please. I hope that it's our Pronouncify lady. No, it's not our Pronouncify lady. Eriops megacephalus. Eriops megacephalus. Let's see if I got it right.
Eriops megacephalus.
Okay, megacephalus. Well, anyway, get the music going again. There we go. So here's a sound of the Eriops megacephalus.
I love you. You love me.
No, it isn't. All right. Let's see. What else? Okay, save that for stupid criminals. Save that for stupid criminals. All right. Comedian? Yes. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here is comedian Ryan Hamilton on his small town's 4th of July parade.
We have a big parade every year on the 4th of July. It's the biggest event in my town every year. There are 500 people in the parade.
Concord.
And 500 people who are watching the parade. We have exactly enough people to have a parade. If someone stays home, they're kind of ruining the parade. Here's what I love about the parade is after it's over, nobody leaves. Nobody has anywhere to go. There's only one suitable street in my town for a parade. And when the parade gets out of town, it doesn't know what to do either. And there's this moment of confusion. And then it just flips around and it comes back. And everybody just watches the other side of the parade again.
There you go. It sounds like Concord. All right. So that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead. Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up. What the hell? We are going to get so much more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local. We shop local. We give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their taproom in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Holes in die news. All right. Summer heat waves are peak season for ice cream trucks, so they've had a pretty good week, except for this guy. An ice cream truck driver in College Station, Texas, was in the middle of a busy day last Tuesday when a random guy attacked him. The attacker was 42-year-old Michael Valdez. He told police he saw the driver acting suspiciously around some of the kids. Specifically, he saw him asking for their phones and punching numbers in. Michael assumed the driver was some sort of a perv, so he punched him multiple times, threatened to shoot him, and took his phone. But it turns out the driver wasn't a perv. It's just 2025, and he accepts Apple Pay. The kids were using their phones to pay him. He also accepts Cash App. Police determined he wasn't doing anything illegal or inappropriate. Michael's facing charges for robbery and unlawful possession of a firearm. And then there is this. A Florida man was arrested for allegedly driving 115 miles per hour with a 10-month-old baby in his vehicle. They also accused him of posting on Snapchat while driving over the speed limit. Here are people reacting to the news.
I drive pretty fast myself, you know. Everybody does. Everybody goes about 110, especially endangering somebody else's life. I think that is outrageous.
If there's other people, then it's like your responsibility, so you're taking their lives into your hands.
I've seen people fly past me at 110. There's no way nobody's surviving that, especially a little kid. You know, the bones are real fragile and they're little.
Nothing good vibes about that. That's insane. That is, yeah, child endangerment to the max.
Yeah. A woman in Wisconsin got distracted while eating Taco Bell and rear-ended a police officer at 60 miles an hour. Police say there weren't any signs that she was driving under the influence, but...
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
But, you know. Anyway, let's see. What about this? Oh, caught on camera, a groundskeeper on a mower in California at a high school ran over a firework, which caused his mower to lift almost half a foot off the ground. Here are maintenance workers Juan Carlos Lopez and Miguel Jacinta talking about the incident.
It was not funny. Someone can get hurt or something. Yeah, it was a big explosion.
I mean, it's kind of scary, you know, because we do this on a daily basis, and then all of a sudden this happens. So I guess now even cutting grass, you know, you can end up in the hospital.
All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An apartment building in Cleveland caught fire last week, and Good Samaritans caught a baby dropped from a third-story window. The mom had to climb down a rope made of bed sheets to get out. They're both okay. Here's one of the guys that caught the baby talking about what had happened.
I heard something going like, boom, like it literally blew up and I flipped. This is my baby she got, you know, in her hands. Like, I'm like, drop the baby, let her go. I'm gonna catch her. I was thanking God that that baby got saved. And that lady too.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have the Hill City Slide. It's a fundraiser coming up for United Way of Central Virginia. Here, learn more. Visit hillcityslide.com for more information. Tonight, we are heading down the highway. We're going to be at Three Roads in Farmville. It is the continuation of our open mics, Monday open mics for the Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 2. If you were a follower of us, if you attended any of the Noteworthy qualifying rounds and then the finale round, we gave away, and we gave this to David Haught. He was our Noteworthy Season 1 winner, and David won recording sessions at Noteworthy Music Studios. He can produce his own original music. They'll give him recording time, studio time at Noteworthy Music. He also gets airplay on Radio 434, so that music will then be played in a regular rotation on Radio 434. And he gets a feature concert at the Music Hall, the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall, to be announced. That's all just for winning the Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 1. Season 2 is starting in September, but we're hosting a series of open mics just to kind of get the talent acquainted to Noteworthy Music Challenge and Noteworthy Music Season 2 coming up, and to promote it. So there's no elimination rounds. There may be judges on hand, but they will be there just kind of, taking notes, just kind of getting familiar with the talent that's out there, and they may offer some advice or some suggestions, but for all intents and purposes, it's just a really, really cool open mic jam session, and that's taking place at Three Roads in Farmville. So we encourage you to stop down. If you're a musician, if you're an aspiring musician and you would like to learn more about the Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 2, if you would like to, get in on our open mic, it's absolutely positively free. It's first come, first serve, though, so just come on out and join us at Three Roads in Farmville. We're going to be there from 6 to 9 tonight for the Noteworthy Music Challenge open mic series, open mic number 2. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.